The Buffalo National River brings in thousands of visitors to northern Arkansas each year for a variety of activities. On the river itself, people kayak, canoe, raft, and use john boats, according to Parks Superintendent Kevin Cherie. And the land in the park's boundaries is popular, too.
There's over 100 miles of trails. We have people who hike our trails. We have folks that do horseback riding.
One of the more popular trails is Lost Valley, which features several waterfalls, including Edom Falls and a cave visitors can explore. Braxton Wood of Springfield was hiking the Lost Valley Trail on a recent warm late winter day in the Ozarks and decided to explore the Edom Falls cave.
You go in and it's like a very narrow passageway that's like starts to walk through, but then as you get going, it gets a little bit smaller and smaller. Then there's a couple drop-offs that go about, but it was probably about a football field back through because it took me about what 20 minutes to get completely through and back out. But once you got in, there were a couple bats I took some pictures of, and then there was like a waterfall up through there that was like 20 feet. It went way 20 feet up, and then there was a huge waterfall that came down.
Wood and his family were there to check out the area after seeing photographs and hearing about it from a photographer friend. Nick Knoll of Springfield came to the park this day for adventure and to see the waterfalls and caves on the Lost Valley Trail. He says the area reminds him of two places he loves, Colorado and Wyoming.
Where you can come and enjoy actual wilderness away from cities and people.
He also enjoys rock climbing and plans to try floating the buffalo soon. A favorite trail of backpackers, says Kevin Clark, Chief of Interpretation and Resource Management, is the Buffalo River Trail, a linear trail that's not yet complete.
It's got some absolutely beautiful sections, especially when the leaves are not fully out. You know, redbud time, dogwood time, you still have the vistas, or in the fall or winter, it's exceptional.
One of the more photographed places in the park is Hawksbill Crag at Whitaker Point, where a rock juts out from the bluff face and gives you dizzying views of the valley below. The park also is home to Hemden Hollow Falls, which can be reached by foot or from the river. It's the highest waterfall west of the Mississippi. Fishing is popular along the Buffalo, too. Cherie says you can fish from the Buffalo River shores or fly fish. Fish that call the river home include smallmouth bass, largemouth bass, brim, Ozark black bass, gar, and rainbow trout. And there's wildlife viewing. People come to see the elk that call the Buffalo National River home. This week, however, officials urge anyone using the park from 5 miles west of Ponca to 5 miles east of Pruitt to wear high-visibility clothing. Park employees and the Arkansas Fish and Wildlife Service are sampling deer and elk to check for chronic wasting disease after infected animals were found within the Buffalo National River. Eagles can be seen along the Buffalo, as well as a variety of other birds. People come for photography, biking, and camping, including tent, RV, and backpacking.
We have three wilderness areas, up to 30,000 acres within that 95,000 plus acres. It was set aside as wilderness. There's a section on the upper part of the river near Pruitt is a second wilderness area, and then on the lower end of the river, probably the largest section of wilderness exists.
The Buffalo National River encompasses a little over 95,000 acres. According to Cherie, the river in the park is 135 miles, part of a 150-mile river corridor, of which 15 miles were already protected by the National Forest Service. Around 14 concessioners up and down the river provide canoe, raft, and kayak services for visitors. Some also serve as fishing guides.
We have a certain number that cater just to the upper river. Then we have a group that caters to the middle and a group that caters to the lower section. That way we make sure that there are services provided for visitors for all three sections.
As the National Park Service celebrates its centennial this year, the Buffalo National River is planning what it will do to observe the anniversary. Cherie says they'll have a folk festival this summer at Tyler Bend that will feature local entertainment and activities. They'll also host a biathlon with canoeing and running, and they're inviting everyone to take part in a ranger challenge. People are asked to put in 100 miles in their parks.
To just kind of get people out, encourage them to get out into their public lands.
Miles on any public land in Arkansas will count toward the goal, he says. According to Kevin Clark, they're partnering with the Hometown Health Initiative to promote health and wellness in the state's parks. They plan to host guided hikes and other interpretive education programs, as well as river cleanups. They're bringing school groups in for programs through the Ticket to Ride grant program. An Active Trails grant from the National Parks Foundation will fund efforts to encourage people to use national parks for health and wellness activities. And they're holding a special Olympics event as part of an effort to bring people to the park that may have never been there. Clark says they also plan to hold citizen science opportunities called BioBlitzes.
You know, anything from kids counting yellow butterflies up to university students doing some pretty serious work on stream invertebrates or something like that.
He praised the work of the Buffalo National River Partners, a friends group that provides volunteers and funding for events and projects. You can keep up with what's happening at the Buffalo National River this year through a link at ksmu.org. For KSMU and the Sense of Community series, I'm Michelle Skaliski.